CJSF 90.1 FM would like to remind listeners that the following program is a repeat broadcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, how do?
You're tuned to the Blurred Crusade. The best in punk and post-punk. With your host, Todd McCluskey. On CJSF 90.1 FM.
Coming out of the gates strong today, a band that formed in 2003 from Scotland. This is The Twilight Sad on The Blurred Crusade. We'll be right back. 90.1 FM. This is the Blurred Crusade, the best in punk and post-punk, from an album I found in my collection that I didn't even knew or know I had, This Mortal Coil from 1986, and the track Alone from Filigree and Shadows, a great track there. And we started the set off with a double shot of the Twilight Sad out of Scotland. Opening today, we had 2019's I'm Not Here, Missing Face from the album It Won't Be Like This All the Time. And then we got into another Twilight Sad track called Mapped by What Surrounded Them from 14 Autumns and 15 Winters, a great album that was gifted to me by CGSF's very own Mike Shepherd, who is up at the top of the hour at 1 o'clock. I can see that Mike paid £5 at Revolution Records in England. Thanks, Mike. Great little present. And speaking of the Twilight Sad, they opened for The Cure on their last tour. Core members include James Graham on vocals and lyrics, Andy McFarlane on guitar and music. They've released 5 studio albums to date. Their 6th effort is slated for release March 27th of this year, 2026. And the title of the new LP, It's the Long Goodbye.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002, CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Greetings, netizens. Join us every Tuesday evening from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific for Bitcoover FM, featuring the best in chiptune, video game soundtracks, synthesized music, history of electronic instruments, and more. Right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. We'll see you in the virtual plaza, and remember to synthesize with nostalgia.
All right, getting back into the music, just wanted to mention Tootie Cole from Dead Moon. Annerband will play the Rickshaw March 5th, 2026 with, guess, the Vicious Cycles. This is Dead Moon right here on CGSF 90.1 FM.
We'll be right back. listening to the Blurred Crusade, the best in punk and post-punk on CJSF 90.1 FM.
The Blurred Crusade, the best in punk and post-punk, and that was No Exit. And the track Energy Crisis from 1980, Vancouver's No Exit released the city's first punk album in the spring of 1980, 1 month earlier than DOA's first album. No Exit featured Mark Hans, Bruce Waite, and Sean Newton, a.k.a. Scruff. The vinyl LP originally retailed for $3.99. They pressed only 200 copies, and today it goes for anywhere between $745 to over $1,600 Canadian, according to Discogs. So if you're at your local record store and you see that No Exit album on vinyl, you definitely have to pick it up if it's a reasonable price. It's really escalated, probably because, again, it was the first punk rock album ever in Vancouver, and they pressed only 200 copies. Before No Exit, we had Trail versus Russia, another local band, and the instrumental track, The Most Expensive Joke from The Anvil 2021. That's coming to you on vinyl. Quite a nice package, kind of a silk screened cover, very artsy. Looks like they only pressed 500 copies, and I have the 372nd copy out of 500. Just running down the lineup for Trail versus Russia. Trail versus Russia had Steve DiPasquale, Melanie Covey, and Chris Clifford. I'm sure they're defunct by now. The way I got this album, I went into the old Hooked on Phono, and John was there, the owner, and he asked me if I wanted a copy of the album. Apparently one of the members was going to the record stores throughout the city and giving them out just to get the music out there, and it worked because it's on the Blurred Crusade. Happy to play it. I've played them before. Interesting band, Trail versus Russia. Don't know that much about them, but obviously happy to play them. And then we started the set off with A Dead Moon from 1989 and the track Dead Moon Night from the album Unknown Passage. Getting right back into the music, going to get into a little bit of off right now, featuring Keith Morse, and Off only have three studio albums: 2012 self-titled album, Wasted Years in 2014, and Free LSD in 2022.